From Spark and Anvil and CityForge, this is Hub, in Chapter 1 of the CityForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Hub was a small pangolin tween, no taller than a fire hydrant, with soft, chunky armor plates that looked more like cozy pillows than anything sharp. She always wore a conductor's vest, a slightly oversized thing in dark blue with brass buttons that gleamed even on cloudy days. Tucked into one pocket was her most prized possession, a small, carefully folded transit map of CityForge. Her fur was a warm mix of bronze and cream, and her eyes, steady and observant, seemed to take in every detail of the busy streets. Hub loved connecting routes. Not just physical routes, but the ways people move through their lives, linking one part of the city to another. The conductor's vest, to her, wasn't just a costume. It was a promise. I help people get to where they need to go. Most people in CityForge thought about transit in simple terms, cars versus trains. They argued about which was better, faster, more modern. Hub saw it differently. She saw the city as a giant puzzle. And the real question was access. Could people get to their jobs? To school? The doctor? The grocery store? Their family? Or just a place to have fun? That was the core of it.
For Hub, the answer wasn't one single perfect way. It was many overlapping transit modes. Buses, trains, light rail, bike share, even walking paths. They all mattered. She knew the bus system served far more people in most cities than fancy rail lines ever would. But buses often got less respect, less investment. That, to Hub, was the clearest sign of transit inequity. It was an unfair balance. She often thought about it, almost like a mantra. Transit is about access, not about cars versus trains. She traced a finger over her map, following a bus line that snaked through a neighborhood others called out of the way. Many ways equal ways, she'd murmur. The bus matters as much as the train. The bike share matters. The shuttle van matters. The walkable distance to a transit stop matters. She believed every single mode was a legitimate way to access the city. Each one was a thread in the city's fabric. Hub understood that reaching essential destinations affordably and reliably was key. She called this transit is about access. She knew that a bus wasn't lesser than a train. It was just another part of the network. Bus is transit. She also knew that a bus coming every 10 minutes was completely different from one that showed up once an hour. Frequency matters. And a bus that was always late? That wasn't useful at all. Reliability matters. She'd look at the map and see how some neighborhoods, often the wealthier ones, had multiple train stations and frequent bus service. Other areas, usually where low-income families lived, had only a single unreliable bus line. That was coverage matters, and it was often where transit inequity showed its face. Hub also saw how lanes work on walkable streets fed directly into her own. A good sidewalk meant people could reach a bus stop easily. Transit plus walkability are linked. And Block's idea of mixed-use buildings, where homes, shops, and offices were all close together, meant people didn't have to travel as far. It was all connected. Hub's family had been the wayfinders in their small village for generations. They were the pangolins who guided travelers along a complex network of paths between villages. Her grandfather had taught her to honor every trail, whether it was a wide paved road or a narrow winding dirt track. Each one was a legitimate way to travel. Knowing many routes and respecting each one was simply how they worked. When she arrived at CityForge, she was 22, but felt much younger. Plum, the city's chief architect, asked her directly, "What is transit equity?"
Hub didn't hesitate. She pulled out her map, smoothing a crease. "Access for all neighborhoods," she said, her steady eyes meeting Plum's. Many ways, equal ways. Bus matters as much as train. Frequency and reliability and coverage. That equals access. Plum looked at her for a long moment, a small smile forming. You are appointed. Hub felt a warmth spread through her. It wasn't hard, she thought. It was just access for all, and the bus matters as much as the train.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Hub. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.